In the name of God, of the Ema, Son, Holy Spirit. Some context for today's text. This is a test. Jesus came to A, create a new humanity, or B, start a new religion. Which is it? Very good. This is really important. It's for everyone. Trinity Sunday, last Sunday. Our God is a dance. Remember that? Dancing compassion and wisdom into this world. Our God is a dance, not just Jesus. The Abba Ema, great mystery hidden, coming out of this seeming absence, generating life and love. The Son embodying that wisdom in human form. The Spirit inspiring and enlightening us. Those of you who do get it, it's really important. Yeah? Got it? We'll talk about it another time. It demands a lot of attention. All of this to create the beloved community, a new way of being, a partnering with life and creation, the fullness, which is also a reversal of world order. That ordinary scope of things. It turns everything inside out, upside down. It's not the same world. Because in the beloved community, the last are first. And the first become last. And the sick get healed. And everything is organized around the infinite mercy of God. Jesus is always moving closer toward us, and especially toward the poor and the impoverished, the losers and the lost, the despicable, the discarded, the despised, and the dead. Says to a tax collector, follow me. Now I need to say for the record, Matthew has no spiritual qualifications. Just like us. That's why we're all invited in, you see. This is not for the experts. This is not for the really good spirit. Wide open, endlessly. We keep getting invited back in, just like tax collectors. So they go to have a party with his buddies. Hey, guess what I'm going to do? And the Pharisees are offended. Jesus, why are you always doing this? Why are you being so reckless, so careless? Why do you have to contaminate our religion with these people who you know are no good and they're outsiders and they just don't count? Why are you always hanging with them? And he says, because I'm a physician. I'm here for the sick. The healthy, those people who think they're righteous, they don't need me. Go and learn the meaning of the words from the prophet Hosea when he says, God says, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Now, sacrifice, you need to know, that's a code word. We're getting tuned in these days, aren't we? Sacrifices is a code word for the tradition, the law, the rules, the devices, the arrangements, the protocols, the processes which protect us from having to act mercifully. Whew. Does she really deserve it? Mercy? Huh? So shall we vote? I'm not sure that he's earned it yet. Do you think so? We have processes here. We have things in good order, right? We're not going to be merciful to just anybody. Right? You have standards. We're good people. Anything to obscure, shut down, diminish mercy. Let's not go there. Learn what it means. Mercy is what I desire, not sacrifice. This love of Jesus is always defined by the quality of mercy. I suppose in English we should always say the merciful love of God in Christ Jesus. It's always, always merciful and acting the infinite mercy of God. This unconditional love is a single movement towards God and the other. Towards God and those in need. Towards God and the neighbor. It's not two separate projects. We'll try to love God a little bit up there, out there somewhere, right? And then we'll help people now and then on the side. To love, this is dangerous now. To love Diane is to love God. Singular movement of which we are part. We cannot understand Jesus apart from mercy, let alone follow him and live a life with him. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. That's insane. It's crazy. Until we begin to understand that the work of mercy is about our hearts. It's about transforming us, not the world, not the other folks. It's about healing us to see the world through the eyes of mercy. Inside of us, day by day, week by week, our healing and our transformation. Now, it's also true that the one quality and capacity which human beings do not have naturally is mercy. That's one we don't have. Nobody's born being merciful. Nobody. Now, we all feel how much we need mercy, right? But when it comes to sharing mercy with others, we are so stingy. Krista. You can't let people get away with anything and everything, can you, Jim? When are you going to become an adult, Howard? Oh, anybody ever said those kinds of things? In our heads, 50 times a week, prevents us and justifies our not being merciful. I'm off the hook again. It is not enough to be good. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It is not enough to be good. And that's what we say to each other all the time, don't we? Just trying to be a good person. I hang out with good people. The elder brother in the story of the prodigal was a good person. He did everything right. He was righteous. He followed the rules. He stayed at home. He did hard work. He was obedient. But he just had no mercy for his younger brother. And therefore, he never became a free human being. Can you come heal my dead daughter? She's 12. She does so. Jesus stops, turns. My daughter. Take heart. You are made well. Let's go. Who is this guy? They go to the home of the dead. Daughters, but she's laying out there, and Jesus takes her hand. Check out the bulletin cover, would you please? What it's all about here today. Look at that. It's something like this. Taking the hand of a dead girl in his own. Got it? Just as the ill woman touched him, so now he touches this child. So she can be healed. In the name of love, Jesus does everything and anything that it takes to relativize, to break through all of the obstacles that get in the way. Tradition, rules, laws, protocols, taboos. He brushes them away like cobwebs. In order bless, to love, to make mercy real. This divine mercy draws everyone to Jesus. All the sinners, all the losers, all the lost, all those who reject it. Because no one shall be excluded. If we are not drawn by love, then we shall be drawn in by merciful forgiveness. Amen. The peace which surpasses